up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. I know it's your favorite day of the week for some reason. Or is it Thursday? That's
Thursday.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
I'm just feeling
trying to keep
Tuesday.
Everyone's favorite day
feeling
straight. You know. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Talking about my hot tub, baby, this evening. Oh, man. Every time we're out there,
that just happened.
Every time we're out there in the hot tub, we were there out there last night.
You were?
Yeah. Well, not really night for me because it was like 5 p.m. Okay. I'm like, let's go get in the hot tub. We're going to go to Hawaii. So it's, I'm trying to keep that base tan going.
Mm-hmm.
I've slacked off a lot since I got back from the East Coast. Got to get that going. So we went out. I needed to go out there while there was still some sun. And then we got into the hot tub. And it was so lovely and relaxing. And I always think, thank you, Creative Energy. Thanks for getting it all set up. Creative Energy is having their Labor Day sale. You can score incredible discounts on hot spring spas, endless pools, and saunas, or choose from easy financing options. Visit Creative Energy in San Rafael, San Mateo, or Concord, or online at creativeenergy.com. On your TV tonight, there is a Diane Sawyer special on ABC. It's called Emma and Bruce Willis, The Unexpected Journey. So if you've been, as you may have heard, Bruce Willis is in mental decline. There was a specific disease associated with it, but they don't say it here. It's just that this is a special. And Emma is his new wife. I think they have a couple kids together. They've been together quite a while. I always think of him as being with Demi Moore, but
I didn't know they had a couple kids. I see his kids with Demi Moore quite a bit.
Yes.
And they post him, like, it's incredibly...
I think they have two kids.
Really?
Two little kids.
It's incredibly sad because one of the things I've seen them post, I mean, he's no longer out of the house and out and about.
In fact, he made some movies or at least completed a couple things while he was in pretty serious decline.
They were saying
and they
that,
had to take it into consideration and make sure that he was supported.
One of the posts I saw recently was Bruce Willis no longer knows he was a world famous actor. He doesn't know that.
How incredibly sad.
It's terrible.
He has front temporal dementia.
Front temporal dementia?
Yeah, it's like dementia. It's a progressive brain disease with no kid.
How old is Bruce Willis? He's got to be early 70s. I don't think he's that old.
He's 70.
Oh, all right. Emma and Bruce Willis, The Unexpected Journey. It's a Diane Sawyer special, and it's tonight on ABC. If you're watching Alien Earth.
And I am.
Episode 4 is available tonight at 8 p.m., which means I think you can get it on demand. It's on Hulu, but it's on FX if you want to watch it tonight at 8 p.m., but then tomorrow it's FX on Hulu. There's another Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson. I think there's going to be four of these total. Gloria Estefan is on tonight's episode, performances and a chat with Kelly, and it's on NBC tonight at 10. I think those make perfect sense. I think she's really personable and a good interviewer on her show. And the music obviously is a huge part of everything she does. And I think these things... are super. I think that's really interesting. Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson. So Gloria Estefan. Which I feel like Gloria Estefan, I don't know. I'm not checking her tour schedule or anything, but I feel like she's faded from the public. A lot of us of a certain age know who Gloria Estefan is. Miami Sound Machine was her thing. And she was in like a bus accident where she broke her back. Like she had all kinds of, like, I'll bet you there's a lot of interesting stories that they could talk about.
I'm incredibly surprised that they chose her for this.
Right.
There must be, and I heard the story you just teased there. I mean, I know that happened, but Gloria Estefan was big in the 80s and hasn't been since.
Right.
I mean, unless you're really into...
specifically her. Right.
I don't know.
And maybe there's just, you know, people who remained fans and maybe she still tours. I really don't know. But I haven't heard the name Gloria Estefan in years. And I'm like, okay, I know who that is.
Who was she recently with where they sang a song together and it was...
I don't know. That doesn't ring a bell.
Kelly Clarkson was with somebody.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah. and they sang a song together, but it was more of a contemporary of hers. I can't remember.
Are you thinking of the Miranda Lambert cover that they did of the Chapel Roan song?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
of.
That
is a great cover.
To me, that's way more relevant and like a much hotter booking.
Right.
So maybe there's something we don't know that's about to come out that's going to take our heads off.
She's on tour.
Gloria Estefan?
Yeah, she's actually going to be in San Francisco at the BAL Theater, Ball Theater, November 16th.
All right. Well, good promotion for her. I know, it does seem like a weird choice. So there has to be something really interesting with it. It's the only thing I can think of, right? It's got to be something.
What's the hit?
From Gloria Estefan? Mm-hmm. Music is gonna, rhythm is gonna get ya.
Yeah, okay.
Rhythm is gonna get ya.
I couldn't even think of it.
Rhythm is gonna get ya.
Come on, everybody, let it do the conga.
The conga.
I'm not down on her. I just don't see the, how relevant is that?
No, you can't. I used to be so into her hair.
The curls?
In the 80s, yeah. She had these, loose, almost wet-looking curls. And I was like, I really wish I had hair like that. But I didn't, so I moved on with my life. Okay. Here we go. Home Alone. The movie Home Alone, which you said you just recently, what is it? What?
She has sold 100 million records worldwide.
And that's in the days when 100 million records were actually physical copies of a record. What? Don't look it up.
Well, I'm looking it up. It's already in front of me.
Are you looking up her net worth?
No.
Oh, look up Gloria Estefan's net worth.
She's 67. Records. She was in Miami Sound Machine until 88. And so now she's a solo artist.
Mm.
What's her net worth? You want me to guess?
Yeah, let's guess.
I'm going to say she's I'm going to say she's 80 millionaire.
I'm going to say 100 million.
You guys are way off.
Really?
It's between 500 and 700 million dollars.
What?
It's the worldwide thing.
Yep.
It's Latin music. Records, Latin music is a thing. I realize that.
Wow. She's worth $500 million. Yep. Dollars at least. That's incredible. Good for her.
At my house, my wife is Latina and we certainly listen to Selena. And we listen to Celia Cruz, but my wife's never put.
Ask her about her.
What's her bucket on?
Are you into that girl?
Okay.
She's still real big in Florida, that area.
Clearly. Sure, she's
international superstar.
Half a billionaire.
Yeah. I know. I guess your wife would have been, so she was born maybe 8 or 9 years after you. So
8 years after me.
If she was still in Miami Sound Machine in the late 80s, I'll bet she's at least familiar, right?
I'll ask her. She's in the middle of getting the kids off to school, so it's highly likely that she won't get this till 9, but I'll try.
Home Alone.
Yes.
I believe you told me you only just recently
saw it a couple years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Christmas movie where a little boy who's so adorable gets left behind when his gigantic family takes off for whatever vacation they're going on.
France.
Okay. I believe you. I watch it every year.
So.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's one of my watch every year.
What
movies.
About the sequels? Aren't there three other movies?
Don't watch the sequels. Just watch the original.
The original Home Alone.
Yeah. Watch that with my nephews, and we watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Those are the ones.
Those are our two.
Like many of you out there, and we hear from you via text sometimes. As a young person, I didn't have a partnership and I didn't have family around, and I was just trying to make my way in the world. And I found all of this stuff to be a nuisance, and I was very kind of closed off to it. And it's sad because a lot of us go through adult life, like that, where we're just all. Oh, and all the stores are going to be closed and I can't get anything done and I'm going to have to take time off from work when I really don't need, I'd rather use the time. It's just
right.
And then you have family and you just open yourself up and become vulnerable and all these things start making you cry and you realize, wow, I was better off with my all closed off and walled down and because
were you though?
I wasn't, but I'm saying that's what happens. Right. You open yourself up to it and suddenly I'm watching Home Alone and crying.
Oh.
What the?
What
heck?
The what?
It's okay.
The The mom in Home Alone went on. She was she's one of the stars of Schmidt's Creek. Which
isn't she also one of the stars of Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I think she's
star of a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, she's also in all of those like Best in Show, all those the Spinal Tap kids that made
Catherine
all
O'Hara.
Those Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
So she's fine in this. It's not that big of a part. But man, every time I see her, all I can think of is Moira, the bebe.
I love that show.
Oh,
but
God,
she's
so
she has some good scenes with what's his name, the fat actor, John Candy.
Oh.
She's
trying to get back because she's trying to get back to the kid, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's this, they're in a U-Haul together with a polka band. And, yeah. Sorry.
The fat actor of the time.
The fat actor who died.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
No. Oh, did you say who died?
I said who died.
Okay.
Or of the time.
And he was the fat actor of the time.
He certainly was.
He was big. Literally.
And one of the actors. Okay. So I haven't even gotten to this story yet.
It's time.
So Home Alone, the movie. Is 35 years old this year. And Macaulay Culkin is coming to town. He is touring with the movie, and he kicks it off on November 23rd in San Jose at the Civic. And then he is doing the 24th of November in Oakland at the Paramount.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I want to go to that.
I know. It's fun. So tickets are available right now, it looks like. He says, I know you've still got some questions about Home Alone, and I'm ready to answer them.
I bet this is still a huge part of his yearly salary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Each
I'll bet
year,
it is.
You know, you have a huge Christmas hit. Each year, you've got a bunch of royalties mm-hmm. rolling in.
He always says his favorite movie was Home Alone 2 because that's the one he got paid big bank for.
Yeah.
And that's the one he makes the most off of because, you know, at that point, he's like probably got producer credits. And
yes.
All the good stuff. All
legit
the points.
Contract. Yeah.
They needed him. So he's announcing a 35th anniversary tour of the film. So it'll be screenings of the film. You sit down, you watch the film, and then he comes out and is Kevin McAllister for an hour. They do a whole Q&A, and it's called A Nostalgic Night with Macaulay Culkin.
Right before he died, Paul Reubens did the same thing with Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I went to that, and it was fantastic.
Oh, how fun.
It was, and it was not too far before he died, and so it was really great to see him on stage and talking about the thing. So these things are cool. They're really cool if they're done right. I'm sure this will be done right.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet it's delightful. So they're saying it launches on the 23rd in San Jose and then the next night in Oakland, but they've got a bunch of tour dates, not too many. I would say there's maybe a dozen or so, maybe 10. And they're actually saying, earlier this month, he revealed which lines he improvised and which ones he didn't, despite popular belief. There's a lot of questions you could ask him. I mean, And it's funny because I'm looking at the poster for this thing. And there's a pre-sale code, by the way. It's Kevin. He's just... I would have never thought that that would be what he looks like when he grows up. I mean, I get it. We've seen him over the years and as he's grown up and stuff. But I think about little, blonde hair and the... as he's screaming. And
Well, he's frozen in time for a lot of people.
Yes.
So...
Then you see him and it's like, oh, look, some man.
Some man.
Just some man.
Some breaking news.
Oh, what have you got?
Got a text back from Bob.
How exciting.
Been up for 23 hours.
Oh.
Going to bed. Tell the listeners I miss them.
Oh.
But no. The listeners, what about us?
I mean, we're.
No, they don't care about you. She doesn't care about you.
What?
Feels that way sometimes, doesn't it?
It does.
She's mean to me. I'll text her back and see if I can get a little more.
Yeah,
detail.
Where are you?
Why have you been up for 23 hours? Good times? Bad times?
Okay.
Check one.
keep it tuned to the Alice. I'll give you an update. Yeah.
That'll be good. Maybe we can get her to call in one of the days or something.
That'd be great.
Or not.
And she's on vacation.
Still, though.
Yeah, but, you know, we all want to party, too, and we're not... Some of us can't, and some of us can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. There's many reasons why we can't. Many, many reasons. All right. So, Macaulay Culkin, 35th anniversary tour. We get two dates here, so if you are interested, get your tickets fast. Pre-order with Kevin.
Isn't he one of those guys who sued his parents? And
for emancipation.
So I wonder, but my question might be, do you ever talk to your parents anymore? Yeah. Or is that still like...
So contentious.
I mean, your parents were taking your money.
Yep.
Right? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah. I think it was his dad specifically who was like not saving it for him. Not like
I don't know the whole story, but I remember he was someone who went, I'm... Gonna be
and
on
I think
my
he
own.
Was pretty, yeah, like pretty young and then, you know, sued his parents to be not their charge anymore. Harrison Ford and Jay Leno are apparently close enough that they help each other out with very specific bathroom issues. Now, they're both old men, but this is not what you think. Because I read that line and went, what is this story about?
Prostate advice?
It's... Keep guessing.
Mucilax. what is the if you can't get
Mucilax,
a nice
right.
poop?
Yeah, you're right.
Is that it?
No.
Oh.
No.
A cleaner with bleach to get the toilet sparkling white.
Closer. Closer.
Closer. Oh. I don't know.
Okay. Harrison has a toilet in his Wyoming house that has a discolored and unattractive seat. Discolored and unattractive. It's aged. It's discolored. It's unattractive. He needs an attractive toilet seat. So the problem is that this particular toilet has some kind of a custom seat, and it's been discontinued, and he can't find a replacement seat for this. Now, I don't know what the hell shape this thing is. Is it a diamond? Like, what? What could possibly be so unique about this particular toilet seat? But there's something. He can't find a replacement seat. And this is an incredibly important crapper to Mr. Ford, because he could just rip the toilet out and get a whole new toilet. Like,
right.
I don't even know how often he's at his Wyoming house. Like, he'd just be like, at some point, while I'm not here, could someone please find a toilet that I can get a replacement seat for? No problem. The stained and unattractive seat is not the one I want. So instead, he went hunting for a new seat. He asked friends that he has in the plumbing industry, it says here, which, I mean, I don't know. You have enough houses, I guess you would have some friends in the plumbing industry. He asked neighbors and friends for recommendations. He searched high and low. He went on eBay. He tried everything.
You know, this sounds to me like you just go to a kid who's got one of those, what do they call those plastic?
3D printers.
That.
Mm.
And you just put in the dimensions and have one made.
Mm.
Is that what they did?
Jay Leno has a 3D printer.
But come on, I get a point, right?
That was pretty amazing.
I said that was the tease, was it was a 3D printer. Things you can make with a 3D printer.
Well, no one listens to that.
Oh, all right.
I thought he just figured it out.
I didn't hear that.
So he remembers visiting Leno's, like garages are Jay Leno's thing. So he visits Jay Leno's garage, and I guess he was like, what's this thing? And Jay Leno's, hey, it's a 3D printer. And it was like an unused in the corner 3D printer. So he remembers this and he calls Jay up, and Jay's like, I don't even know if that thing works anymore. It turns out he pulls the printer out. This is, and I guess it's a pretty big one. Like my son has a little 3D printer that, and you buy programs on, you can buy, like, I need this size screw, and you find a program for it and you load it onto the 3D printer, I guess. And then it prints it for you. It prints the exact thing. Or maybe what they had to do in this case is somehow measure the, you know, the exact, maybe the thing can scan it. I don't know. But apparently they got a ton of people involved in this in order to produce this thing. Because Jay's like, I wouldn't know how to get this thing to print it. But they're printing him a replacement toilet seat for his
That's cool.
discolored, unattractive toilet seat.
I've never used one of those, so I don't know what process, what goes into programming them.
Yeah.
I know there are computer programs that surfboard shapers use now where they're not using their hands at all anymore.
Oh, like something comes in and does the carving.
They've got the machine and they're doing this on a computer and then they put the foam on the thing and it shaves it down almost to the exact specs and then they look it over and hand sand it out and it's done.
Wow.
I imagine that's the same thing, that you've got some kind of program where you can just put in dimensions or scan it, like you right. said, and it spits it out.
It has to be a pretty big one to get like a toilet seat. You know, that's a good size. It would need some kind of a big platform to be built on.
I didn't know this from the 510. Harrison Ford was a carpenter before he made it as an actor. So that's maybe
how
he knows.
Of course he knows people in the plumbing business.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was a carpenter.
Very Joseph
like
him.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jesus was a carpenter. Anyway, Ford says, he embraced the project. This is Jay Leno. In a way I never could have imagined. People appeared from the depths, out of the shadows. All these people got involved in it. And so he winds up with his new toilet
seat.
It's
Harrison Ford. He shouldn't be surprised. People are trying to keep him happy.
It's true. And honestly, I would think at his level, he could have just said to his personal assistant, "This is that's gross. Find me a new one somehow, some way. Make it happen. Make it so. And do it before I get there next week. Because that's my favorite crapper." Okay, Ben. I am out of time. What is coming up in the news?
Your dog.
Oh.
After these.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jambar. If you're cutting down on processed foods but still crave delicious snacks, you're going to love organic Jambar energy bars. These locally made real food bars are sold at stores including Whole Foods, Safeway, and Nugget Markets. I've gotten into these.
You like them?
I like them.
Yeah.
Jam bar, everyone.
It's nice to have a bar, you know, something that feels healthy and it's, you know, on the go. Jam bar.
I'm trying to get my act together and that is part of my plan. Mm. Healthy snacks.
It's important.
Okay, here's what's happening. Overcast in downtown San Francisco, but mostly sunny skies expected today and a high of about 85 at San Jose and Napa. So there's that. Not as hot as we'd been seeing, and that feels like a normal summer day instead of that, oh no.
Not 100 degrees.
It'll never cool down in this house. Okay, I wanted to mention this real quick. The WNBA playoff picture has the Valkyries still in the mix.
Yes.
There are 7 remaining games for the regular season, and 5 of them are home games for the Valkyries. That means Chase Center, right down the street. I went, I loved the experience, and I think you will too. So with 7 games remaining, the Valkyries have to win a lot of them. And if you want to get involved, you can.
Yeah.
5 home games.
Support our team.
Of the 7. There's that. Go Valkyries.
Go Valks.
Yeah.
It's National Dog Day.
Oh.
We love our dogs.
Yay!
The dog days of summer.
Almost half of Americans have a dog.
Oh.
They say almost a third have cats.
Oh.
I'm surprised the number of cats is that high, actually.
Oh, I'm surprised that it's not about even. I feel like
really?
I feel like people either have dogs or cats.
A new poll found
I suppose people have both.
Medium dogs are the favorite.
Mm.
I've grown to like little. The dog we have now, I would call medium, if not big. But I've grown to like little dogs. They poop smaller and they eat less. Mm-hmm. And when you don't want them on you, they're much easier to go. Get off of me.
Right.
Hey. But it's National Dog Day, everyone. And so today's the day maybe you give your good boy or good girl, you know, some extra pats. Or some snacks or something, you know, dogs, they love their snacks.
They really do like eating. One of life's great pleasures when you're a dog.
They say here, a new poll by the pet food brand Hill's looked at how we're most likely to get a dog in 2025, and it's not from a shelter or a pet store.
Oh.
If you got your dog from a friend or a family member, you're not alone. A third of dog owners got their last dog that way.
They just took somebody else's dog.
Well, or their friend had puppies. Oh. And so, you know, you want one? Yeah.
I'll take a puppy.
Shelters and breeders are next. And then pet stores down the list. And 10% found their dog as a stray.
Oh.
I had a friend 10%. That did that. Found a lab that was running wild and went, well, I'll keep you and I'll put up signs that say found, and then no one found, and she had that dog for its whole life. And I thought, man, dog, that was your lucky day.
Yeah.
That this lady found you and gave you the best possible home ever.
Right.
How pretty sweet. Great. Yeah.
They were fated to be together.
It's neat. It's really neat. And then that bond you build becomes that thing where you're like, I was walking down the street, found this dog, and then the next thing you know, that dog's with our family for 15 years. And after the dog passed, she put a bucket at the dog park filled with balls and said in memory of, aww. And it was like this thing that she did for her dog, and everyone in the park loved it.
Oh,
you know,
that's a great idea.
You share those things. You get to the park and you, I forgot the ball. Well, there's whatever dog's name.
There's a bucket of balls.
Right.
Hi, Fred.
Oh.
Hey, Fred. Freddy Fred.
That's what I call him, Freddy Fred.
Hey, Ripley.
Hey, Rip. Ripster. Ripolita. She's got a lot of nicknames. let's see here. The big difference with cats is we're more than twice as likely to adopt a stray.
Oh.
As we are with a dog.
Because if you feed a cat out on your back, we're like, oh, look, there's a cat out back.
I'm moving in.
They are like, well, I'm coming here every day about this time.
22% got their cat when it just strolled into their life off the street, as you say, with some, you know, with a bowl of milk or whatever people give cats. You don't give cats milk, do you?
No. I think maybe that's why they, when they kill a rat or a bird or something, they bring it and they put it in the back door like, I'm carrying sound before, earning my keep. See what I did?
Back to dogs. The poll looked at the different size dogs that to see what our favorite is. Are you a big dog person, small dog, or somewhere in the middle? Medium dogs are the most popular. That's from 26 to 54 pounds.
I'd say medium to small would be, if I was going to get a dog, I'd go for something a little more manageable. Because you're right. Dogs are like big and heavy and
The dog my mom just got, her name's Penny, and I can't think of the brand she is. It might be a Yorkie. She's so small, it's hard to pet her.
Oh.
Wow.
Like her hand just falls off.
Well, it's just, I don't know if she's even 10 pounds.
Oh.
She is so small.
Is she like specifically one of those teacup
versions? She's a very small dog. I don't know what she is, but she's so tiny. Like, she'll fall over if you're not.
Oh.
It's just, she's.
Meanwhile, Fred weighed in at 70 pounds yesterday.
Boy, that's a big dog.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Well, laughs.
Are you fattening him up?
He came a little too skinny. Yeah, so yeah, he's put a little meat on his bones.
Got to be careful. Labs, they'll eat anything. They want to be fat.
Hey, I've kept many dogs to very old age. I've got a routine for
them. You know
what?
That is actually true. So. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
And
evidence speaks for itself.
In a semi-related story, while acknowledging this is why they choose the bear.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
What did this dude do?
Your headline is, man dubbed butt sniffer arrested again in Burbank. All right, fine. Choose the bear. Why wouldn't you?
Well, if all he was going to do is sniff the butt, then that'd be, you know... My fear is it just starts there.
Burbank police told the news that 38-year-old Khalees Crowder was recognized by store employees who reported the incident shortly before 11 p.m., the incident being the butt sniffing. A man previously arrested for inappropriate behavior was taken into custody once again after allegedly sniffing a woman's behind inside a Walgreens store in Burbank at 11 p.m. I guess his move is to linger around the victim until he has an opportunity to kneel down and sample. I don't know how to word this. I don't know. Anyway, they called the police. Law enforcement sources said they knew where to locate this guy because I guess he'd taken off. They arrested him nearby without incident. Another incident took place at a Nordstrom Rack where they say the individual is roaming through the women's department and harassed a female customer.
But wow.
Using the store's surveillance system, officers monitored the suspect as he moved through various departments. While in the women's section, the suspect was observed following a female customer, crouching near her, and
inhaling deeply.
Yes. So he has been brought to justice. It sounds like there's not much they can do. Can he go to jail for this? I almost think he should, right?
Well, you're right. Like, what is the punishment for that? It's not like he's taking pictures with his nose and posting them on the internet. It's just, anyway, get away from me. His punishment should be a knee to the nose.
I get it. The bear. I'm over it. I'm finally over it.
If this was all the guy was going to do, I'd be like, okay, I guess that guy, I mean, like the bear is going to maul me.
Maybe.
Fall is coming.
That's what I've heard from someone I know.
They call this butter candle season.
Butter candle.
Butter candle. You know butter candles?
I do not. Sounds great, though.
I know. This is right up your alley. This is why I'm doing the story. You're a butter lady.
I love butter.
Whenever you talk about the things that are being made, you're like, and then you take and just slather it with a thick coating of butter.
Yeah, like corn on the cob. We just roll it in a stick of butter put the salt on there.
Basically, butter candles are you freeze butter into a mold with a wick.
Okay.
Then when you are having a gathering, you can put out a sourdough roll with a notch cut out in the middle for the frozen butter candle.
Oh, what fun.
That's really cool.
Then you light it.
And the butter
and buttered
melts.
Bread is coming your way.
Wow.
Very interesting.
They say you have to use, let me find the thing that says, you have to use a very specific wick, a food grade wick, which is made from hemp coated beeswax. They're fairly common. You can get them on Amazon. They're safe to eat.
There are videos out there, though,
where you can make this thing. You use butter in some kind of a mold. You freeze it with a hemp wick. And now you've got that Martha Stewart display.
And I'm thinking, too, if you have a big round thing of bread, you cut the hole in the middle, but then you make all these grooves to the outside so the butter can run into the thing. Oh, that's nice.
I love the
nice.
Way you think.
Yeah, or a long loaf, and then you cut grooves so that the whole thing just fills up with butter.
You could put it on an angle and so it rolls down.
Yes. Or you could just melt the candle and like, give people hunks of bread and they could dip it in the butter. Oh.
One of the comments.
Ooh. Yes.
I'll try this instead of drugs.
It's debatable which one's healthier for you.
The frozen butter candle, everyone.
I like it.
You like it. You'll do it. You're going to try this.
Well, if I think of it, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
It sounds great, but I'll never remember this. Can you text me about it?
No.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts, Vinny. Fast facts. Give it to me. Fast, 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 fast.
Carrots were originally several colors, and the most common one was purple.
Mm.
But Dutch farmers in the 16th century bred red and yellow carrots to make orange ones, since that's their royal color.
Oh, well.
And that became the standard color for carrots.
Sometimes, like at Whole Foods and stuff, you can get like multicolored carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Like if you go to a restaurant and they're like, you know, wild purple carrots or something, you're like, oh, wow, wild.
My mom will make homemade chicken soup like the whole all day and puts the whole thing in.
Makes the stock.
All,
so
the, whole all thing the stuff.
Like, yeah.
My favorite part of her chicken soup is the carrots.
Oh, like that.
Just because I love cooked carrots in chicken soup.
Mm. I love cooked carrots.
I'll take that. You can keep your chicken. I mean, I want the chicken, the broth,
mm-hmm.
but I really love the carrots. I think they're good. Even though one of Bryan Adams' biggest hits was Summer of 69, he was only 9 years old in the summer of 69. He doesn't know.
Yeah. I suppose.
Lying liar that lies.
At nine, you could get your first real six string. You could, but Summer of 69 just worked for him.
Sure.
You know, it was actually the summer of 1974, and that didn't fit.
The summer of 74. No.
Yeah. Let's go 69. Plus sexy.
I do love that, you know, songwriters at the bottom line of it all is it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. Or they'll just fudge in a sentence that makes no sense.
No
but
sense
it's got
at
to
all.
Sound right. And then later when people go, I don't...
What did that mean? It didn't mean anything. I just really needed another line. I couldn't even think of a rhyme. So I just, you know, tried to come up with something that sounded kind of remotely profound. And I stuck
it
in there.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's
there
it.
I was. I mean...
Got a song to write. Chop,
tick,
chop.
Tick, we're in the studio. Right. This place costs money. And the producer was yelling, one more... We need one more line.
All right. Summer of 69.
In 1925, archaeologists were excavating the ruins of ancient Babylon when they discovered a museum. The museum dated back to 530 BCE.
Wow.
And there were artifacts from 2,000 years before that.
Wow.
Imagine digging through the ruins of a place nearly 2,500 years old and finding artifacts that archaeologists then discovered from 2,000 years before that.
Archaeology's like really old school.
The items
they've been
were
doing it for a long time, Vinny.
Neatly arranged side by side and even had museum labels.
Oh, on papyrus, no doubt.
Doesn't say.
Or cardboard. They probably cut up some cardboard.
He used a 3D printer and just
oh, humans, we're amazing.
It takes 248 years for Pluto to orbit the sun.
Wow.
That means between the time Pluto was discovered in 1930, named a planet, and then eventually declassified and demoted to dwarf planet in 06, it didn't even make it through one orbit.
Oh.
It didn't make it halfway through one orbit.
Poor Pluto.
I know. It just got
like
completely
out there in the cold.
Found and then punted.
It's crazy to think that gravity would have an effect on something. That the thing would fall into an orbit around the sun. It's so far away. They say the sun basically looks like another star from out where it is.
They say that.
That's what they say.
You're standing on Pluto, and the sun looks like a star.
Sun looks like just another big star.
It's cold out there, too, I imagine.
Yes, that's what I hear. I have no further information on the subject.
You're not going to tell us what else they say?
They do say a lot of things.
Okay,
Vinny.
Tell us.
That I just told you all the things I know about that from them.
Okay. All right.
But I'll have more about what they have to say about things as you continue to bring up topics.
Well, it's your turn. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, they say that these are the best TV performances of the last 25 years. Plus, did someone say Kim K's choices are inappropriate? What?
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.